Today is Friday, August 28th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Red Wine Day. It's also Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day, National Thoughtful Day, National Power Rangers Day, and National Cherry Turnover Day. I don't know if I've ever had a cherry turnover. It looks good in the photo, at least. But I'm not sure if I've ever had one. I'm not a huge fruit fan. I like it okay. I mean, I wouldn't typically order it, let's say that. And if fruit comes, let's say I order a creme brulee for dessert, and the creme brulee comes with berries, strawberries or raspberries or blueberries, most times I will scoop the berries up and push them over to the side. I will eat the creme brulee, and Mark will eat the berries. I don't know, I'm just not a huge fruit person, for whatever reason. Sometimes I'll eat it, but if he's there with me, he's going to eat it for me, so I don't have to eat it. All right, we were talking about the trip, so we'll go ahead. But, well, before we do that, we do have contact. Somebody tried to call 3 times and didn't leave a message. So I don't know if we have a listener that just wasn't successful calling the voicemail, or if it was a robocall, because I suppose it could have been. I'm surprised I don't get more spam calls than I do, because on my cell phone, every day I get spam calls on my cell phone. But for some reason on the Geeky Gay voicemail line and on the Mix Minus or the Gay Mix voicemail line, we do not get spam text messages. And I don't know if the service we use filters out spam already. I'm not really, but it's weird. Unless maybe the numbers that I selected are not cell phone numbers. So maybe, or maybe they're not thought of as cell phone numbers. And so maybe that's why I don't get spam text messages. I'm not really sure. So we do have one text message that was actually from a real listener, and that's from Gary in Portland. He says, "This is your third podcast this week. I didn't get the email for the Tuesday podcast. You mentioned it on your Wednesday show, so I went back and listened to it." So I think you're talking about a couple of things here. First of all, I said yesterday, when I was recording, I think it was yesterday, I said, "Oh my gosh, I forgot to record on Wednesday," which is true. But the thing is, I had already recorded Wednesday's show. So everything was fine. I was wrong. Everything was fine. Now, had I recorded on Wednesday, I would have recorded Thursday's show on Wednesday. But instead, when I recorded on Thursday, I just recorded Thursday's show. And now I'm recording on Friday, and I'm recording Friday's show. It's very confusing. Now, the question is, am I going to record a show for Saturday? Because that would get me to my five count, if I want my episode count to be what it needs to be. But then that's like committing, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but that's, Gary's talking about that. First of all, yes, Gary, that was my third podcast, and now I'm on 4, and if I release one, I don't know if I'm going to, but if you guys get one on Saturday, that would be my 5th one for the week. Now, he goes on to say, "I didn't get the email for the Tuesday podcast." So there was a problem at some point while I was on my vacation, but that was last week, so I'm not sure if that's what Gary is talking about. But last week there was a problem, and one of the shows didn't get posted, and we fixed the problem, and then it got posted. And so some of you may have gotten an episode out of order, or you may need to refresh your feed. So I think that's what Gary is talking about. Not really sure if it is, but those are two separate things. So I'm on show four for this week. There was an issue with the website. It's now fixed. If you think you're missing an episode, try to refresh your feed and see if you get it. If not, all the episodes are on the website. So there you go. All right, well, let's go back to the trip to see Daniel. I don't remember exactly where we were, but I think we had gone to the African American Museum. Maybe we were completely finished. Maybe I'm going back over information that I've already covered, but this is the final time we're going to talk about it. So if I am repeating stuff, this is the last time you'll hear about it. So we did that. We came back, we played Mystery Date, which is, he always has this segment on his show, Mystery Date, and it's when he's talking about gentleman callers, but there's a game from a long time ago called Mystery Date, and we played it. And then it started raining. We hung out. I think I have covered all this. And then, so we hung out. We ate some more cheese. Daniel drank. I drove us back to the hotel because I did not drink. And so, yeah. So we just had a good time with Fatty. It was great. We really enjoyed visiting with him. And then on the next day, we got up and met down in the lobby around 8:30 in the morning. And we left to go back to Florida. And there's not really anything to report. We stopped a couple of times. One of the times we stopped, I drove some in the middle. Daniel drove to start for a couple of hours. Then I drove for, I don't know, 2.5 hours, something like that. And then Daniel picked back up and drove the rest of the way. So he did 2/3, we'll say, and I did 1/3, but I was willing to do how much ever he wanted me to do. We stopped at a Denny's that was connected to a gas station. I didn't even know there were Denny's that were connected to gas stations. But we stopped at a Denny's that was connected to a gas station and had lunch. I once again had breakfast food, and Daniel had, I don't remember what he had, but he had something. Of course he had something, but I don't remember what it was. And then we came back and we were at their house for about an hour. We got in Zach's car because Daniel's now was partially depleted, and we drove the hour to Daniel's sister's house. Went over there, talked to his nephew because his nephew was working on their computer and there was some slowness going on. And who of us who are a little bit, I'm not going to say I'm young anymore because I'm not, unfortunately. I'm middle-aged. But for those of us who feel young, don't you know the pain of going to your parents' house and they're like, the computer's going slow. I don't know what's wrong with it. And they've clicked some link, downloaded some malware or something like that. And so you have to go in and clean it up. So it felt like a situation kind of like that where the parents, Daniel's sister and her husband, they're in their 70s. You know, they're at an age where you might not be quite as savvy with computers. I don't know. Maybe they're very savvy. I'm not really sure. But the assumption is the older you get, even as I get older, I am becoming less savvy with computers the older I get. Even though I do a lot of coding and I do a lot of stuff like social media apps and things like that, trying to figure out how to use them and stuff, I can write code. Because I write code all the time. I can deploy to a server, no problem, because I do that all the time. But some of these newfangled apps that the kids have. So anyway, I don't know. So we were helping. I was really just standing around, but Daniel was helping. And so he installed an AI on the computer. He installed Codex, which is ChatGPT. And said, hey, would you look at this computer and figure out what's wrong? Now, in his defense, it did it. It figured out what was wrong, fixed it, and got everything working again. So it was the right call, but you just know that's what he's going to do. And so then we had enchiladas for dinner. It was great. And we got back in the car, drove back. We watched a little bit of YouTube, and then we went to bed. And I had a flight the next day. My flights were all fine. The only thing was, my first flight was delayed by about an hour and 45 minutes, something like that. Now, luckily, I had a 3-hour layover, or at like a 2-hour and 45 minute layover, something like that. But when we landed, I was getting a little bit nervous that I wasn't going to, because I had a 20 minute walk from one gate to the other. So I was hoofing it. I did not run, but I'm a very fast walker, and I did make it. But that was the only drama. Just a late arrival and then connection. Made it home, and everything was back to normal. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygate.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.